Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and once again, I'm joined by Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. You've had some recent research done regarding education. Give us a little sort of a thumbnail sketch of what's going on with that.
Sure. Well, we have a major research project coming out soon looking at K-12 education, or actually pre-K through 12 education in Minnesota, looking, of course, specifically at rural school districts. And what we did was we got together a bunch of researchers from the U of M and the U of M Duluth and from the Wilder Foundation, and they have been studying, I guess, what you would call best practices, methods and practices that can be used in schools and in school districts that will help districts actually save money without compromising the quality of education in the schools.
It sounds like a tremendous result to me.
Well, I mean, we hope it will be.
Yeah. So is this something that is going to be published then?
Right.
Soon,
it should be coming out in early March, and we hope it'll go a long ways towards informing legislators, along with school administrators, of course. But we would hope that legislators would look at it too and take some of these findings into consideration. We had some interesting findings regarding things like school district consolidation and collaboration, transportation issues, and things that were uniquely rural that sometimes it seems get lost in the education debate when you start discussing the different problems all over the state. The issues that are uniquely rural, it seems, sometimes get lost in that whole debate alongside the metro issues.
And is part of that being the rural issue, is part of that just the spaces between?
It is. Yeah. One of the big issues was transportation and just the cost for fuel and the wear and tear on buses, mm-hmm. and probably above all, just the time spent trying to get kids from one place to another. That was one of the major factors.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And then, of course, population density. I mean, you have, right. you know, well, the state kind of has formulas
Population density, but the formula was not necessarily taking into account the declining enrollment in school districts. Each student comes into the school with a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. And as enrollments decline, that money, of course, then doesn't come in, but the schools still have certain overhead costs that have to be met.
Right.
And there is extra funding that goes to assist with that, but it might not be done in the most effective way.
Okay, so that's still something that they have to wrestle with in rural school districts.
Right, and we're hoping this research will help, you know, help people inform their decisions.
Well, thanks, Marnie. We look forward to that publication, and we appreciate you dropping by. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. We'll catch you next week.